You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm David Brancaccio. Can central banks stamp out inflation without deflating the whole kit and caboodle? Yesterday, the European Central Bank opted to keep rates steady. In the U.S., we also have a price challenge, and the U.S. Central Bank, the Fed, will likely raise the cost of borrowing Wednesday. My Marketplace colleagues, Victoria Craig in London, who's also BBC, and Nancy Marshall-Genzer in Washington are both connected. Welcome all.
Thank you.
Hi, good morning, David.
First, how has Russia's war on Ukraine affected the central banking decisions on interest rates?
Well, it's really kicked them into action here in Europe because they're very concerned about what impact the war is going to have on inflation. Yesterday, ECB chief Christine Lagarde at her press conference explained how the war is affecting economies here.
The Russia-Ukraine war will have a material impact on economic activity and inflation through higher energy and commodity prices, the disruption of international commerce, and weaker confidence.
And the European Central Bank, of course, has to keep an eye on prices across all the countries, across the Eurozone. Nancy, in Washington, here, the Fed's job, is it any easier? One country?
It is one country, obviously, David, but there are times when some parts of the country are lagging behind others. Now, the Fed does have 12 Federal Reserve banks across the country. It issues something called the Beige Book, kind of like an economic pulse check for the country. Jerome Powell was asked about Ukraine last week when he was on Capitol Hill. He said the implications for the U.S. economy are highly uncertain, but the Fed will be monitoring the situation closely. David, he was unusually blunt about interest rates. And he said the Fed is not on autopilot, but he thinks it would be appropriate and he would support a quarter percentage point hike in interest rates next week.
I mean, in large part, because we've seen inflation not as transitory as the experts had been hoping last year. It's sticking around. That'll factor in.
Absolutely. And Powell was asked about inflation repeatedly when he was on Capitol Hill. He said he realizes inflation takes a toll on Americans, especially low-income consumers. He said basically he's on it.
Inflation is too high. We understand that. And, you know, we're working on it. It's going to take some time, but we're going to get it back under control. By the way, we're seeing this everywhere in the world. We're seeing it more in the United States because our economy is stronger.
And Powell says he's in ongoing contact with other central bankers on interest rates. And he also said it's important to understand the perspectives, especially of Europeans who are so much closer to what's going on in Ukraine.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And Christine Lagarde said this war is a, quote, watershed moment for Europe. In the same way that policymakers at central banks couldn't put more semiconductors in the supply chain or find ports for ships, they also can't stop the war in Ukraine. They can only try to dampen the effects that that's having on inflation. And the problem with that is inherently that when they do that, it slows growth. So it's a double-edged sword.
All right. Our Victoria Craig and our Nancy Marshall-Genzer, one in London, one in D.C. Thank you so much.
Always a pleasure.
You're welcome.
Thanks for listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.